The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, we continue in these wonderful readings from the first book of Samuel. This contest between David and Saul. And I think, again, it's very instructive on how the Lord works, particularly how his divine providential care works. In a way, there's no question that God is keeping David safe, even putting Saul into David's hands. But at the same time, you know, David's mercy plays into God's scheme. He can afford to put, Saul into David's hands because David's wisdom allows him to do that. So he, in a way, in the great providential plan, and God has his foreknowledge of it, he knows that he can trust David, not to just outright kill Saul, but to keep giving Saul additional chances. And I think that's, the Lord just doesn't want to, annihilate Saul. And he doesn't even want to annihilate him for all of his past deeds, some of which have been pretty horrible. But he keeps, in a way, through David, he keeps giving Saul these chances. So we saw, previously that David, finds out about Saul's plot against him through his son Jonathan. And of course, Jonathan pleads with him and Saul relents. And so, again, he's given another chance. And then, of course, now today, Saul's out on campaign again. His envy just gets him. He can't help himself. He gets so envious of David that, the least little remark that, David's a good guy, and the next thing he's out on campaign again against David, and he's given yet another chance. And so this just continues, and we'll see in the next 2 days the same thing happen. Here again, Saul relents, and it looks like, great, Saul's come to his senses. He can be saved and rescued, but no, he's going to get sucked up into the envy again and again. And finally, he's going to alienate the entire Israelite people, right? I mean, not the entire, but a good half of them. Even Saul's own troops are going to be alienated. Why are we going out on campaign against an Israelite? We got real enemies out there. And finally, of course, we see that as this progresses and Saul alienates more and more people, that he's basically, found by himself, surrounded by enemy armies, and he's chased out half of the soldiers of Israel. He's chased out David, his greatest general. He's chased out all the generals who were friends of David, and Saul's almost by himself, and he's surrounded by his sons, and finally he falls on his own sword rather than surrender to the enemies who are about to conquer him in an absolute act of travesty and tragedy, and the wages of sin are death. And so, of course, this, his envy is out of control. But the Lord's providence has tried in every case, through the wisdom of David, through the grace, that God gives to David to have this wisdom, tries to get Saul to come around. But he won't come around. He just can't help himself. The envy ultimately breaks through at the end. And in the end, he gives way to it in despair. So, not a happy ending for Saul, but it does show you how beautiful God's providence is. He wants the best for us. He's trying to lead us. He's trying to bring us to the fullness of his salvation in any way he can. Second chances, third chances, fourth chances, until, of course, we have the authority, the freedom to do ourselves in or not to follow him. I'm on my 56th chance. I've used up, as they say, 56 wishes already. So, but I'm hanging in there, staying on the road, and I'm figuring I'll, in the end, God will give me a chance to zoom right on in under the old auspices of the 120th chance. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.